area. Let's see who we have for you. Michael or Nick? Is that Michael or Nick?
Hello.
Okay, that's Michael.
Yes, it is. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, would you like to say anything to Ion?
I would, thank you, Bob.
Oh, yeah, and that that selection you made of the tech body and the tiny note, that's excellent. That's a great audio.
It was a very good one.
Very enjoyable. There was a couple embeds in there we have to talk about on Tailgate.
Is that the first time your meeting with the aliens was ever mentioned?
I have to check the dates. I'll check Bert. It's around there, but Bert sent me the dates the other day. I'll check that. I don't know. I'll check that in a minute. Meanwhile, you're on now. The mic is in your hand. What are you going to say to the old guy?
Hello, Ion. Ion.
Hey. What the fuck? What are y'all doing? What do y'all want to do? Y'all want to play a little bit or what?
Yeah, I have a few questions for you, Ion, if I may.
We only have one answer, so we'll try it. Hold on, let me fix the thing so Bob don't go to screaming. We're tired of getting goddamn screamed at. Hold on. Okay.
All right.
Now, is that better or worse?
Sounds perfectly clear to me, Ion.
Are you a good judge of character?
I have a good sound system, so I should be.
Okay, as long as Bob ain't screaming, it'll be all right. It's okay. The dab, it's a dab echoey, but we have to embrace the AirPods for Bobby.
He's our
worst Luddite ever.
I hear no echo at all, Ion, so it sounds good. Okay, Ion. Does there have to be a shift in what people value for the RNA drops to become recognized as currency?
Yes. And everything else runs out. So you run out. You run out of road, then you got to see where you're going. You follow the road till you run out of road, then you got to see where you're going.
So when they run out of road, what is it that they're going to be valuing in RNA drops?
Oh, it's condition response for a medium of exchange. You'll see.
Condition response. All right.
As a medium of exchange.
As a medium of exchange.
If RNA drops will get you something, then that's a value. If it has a value, then it is a currency. If it is the currency, boom. And then,
so will it be?
Well, we could say some more. We could say some more words, but we better not.
Is it based on what people can get from someone else, or what people get from the drug?
How does it work now? How does it work now? What's the difference? Everything is hey. What do the little girls of ill repute hope to gain from their engagement?
Yes. Okay, got it. In creating a perfect cell, or let me say it differently, is creating a perfect cell only possible through ingestion?
So far. We're gonna change that later, because you're gonna stop eating. Bob did that some time ago with Bob Fist some time ago, because he is doing really good. Fuck him. Right. We don't like to tell him, because it goes to his head, and he's already about
goes
to blow
my head.
His brains out.
I love it.
He's
go
blowing
ahead.
His brains out already. He's so excited. He is so excited he cannot goddamn see straight. Oh, my God. It is pressed down, shaking.
I am so relaxed, Michael.
Indescribable fucking bliss. Carolyn and we are about to have a nervous bust out, and Bob's giggling like a schoolgirl.
I'm not having a nervous bust out. Not me.
No, you're not. No. Dr. Dean and us. We're
you guys are.
Bob carries it up on the weeknights now. Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Am I being passive aggressive, Michael? Is that what that is? You shift everything over to the next guy? All the emotions?
No, you don't sound passive aggressive at all, Bob. You sound passive.
Oh. That's right. I don't know about Christmas.
Our peasant. Our Miss Brooks. Our Miss Brooks. Our sweet Miss Brooks. That's right.
The understanding teacher.
Add some stuff so Bob, otherwise Bob's going to cut you off. You're not even talking about Bob. So you know how this is going to go.
To finish the last question,
mm-hmm.
Can you create perfect cells by putting the RNA serum on your skin?
It's a part of it. That's a part. Now, what you're mixing up here, you're not, well, okay, here's where you're faltering. You're saying words, and they're good words, okay, of course, and that applies, but that's not directive, okay? Remember when Bob put the $100,000 worth of RNA drops in the bathtub and then pulled the cork?
I never did that, Michael. Other bullshit.
That's our Bob. That's our Bob. Gallon jugs came from across
the
sea.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, that did have an effect. It does affect the dermis because it's a transdermal edemification. Edemification. Bob will tell you what that means in the afterglow. We have a lot of afterglow. We're hoping everybody to nut tonight. We want everybody to nut. Even you, Nan. We're going to let everybody nut tonight, baby. Everybody's going to nut. Then in the afterglow, y'all can talk about your experience. It'll be great fun. Before he kills your brain cells with more zappy. Oh, zappy. Blah. All right, ask your questions. Let's go. Things to do.
Is iron, after the tech-body merging, still a lover who loves?
Yes. Yes,
right.
and that's a wonderful. Now listen, the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache is pulling to the inside. You've got to realize that nobody gives a fuck if you ascend or you don't. We want you to come back into your place of power, but if you choose not to, we absolutely understand. See, that doesn't mean there's any less power. Alyssa
should
be giggling. Unmute Alyssa so you can listen to her giggle, Bob. She'd be giggling. It's a giggle. Yeah. That's right. So that's the point. We want you to. We'll do everything we can do. Anything we can do to help. Oh, Lord Jesus. We feel like we already have. But we'll do a little bit, a daub more. We'll do a daub more, a little bit more if it helps. But we're not going to expose this whole thing just so you can have 7 seconds of comfort and lucidity. Come on with it, or get happy, or get out. That's easy.
Got it, Ian.
Ian,
what is the source of the Abraham Hicks communications?
Source of it? Esther Wheeler. Esther Wheeler listening to Amway chattel from deceased Jerry Hicks. Jerry Hicks' first wife was sweet as a lamb. Ooh, Lord, she was something else. It was all good. But no, it's just those ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong platitudes of Jane Roberts' Seth monikers. You look close, it all goes back to Jane Roberts.
They use a lot of iron vocabulary, I noticed.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Yeah. The vocabulary hasn't changed since Jesus, so we don't mind that, but there's too much woo-woo. There's too much floating down the stream in an oarless boat trying to find your desire of your vortex of how you found your way back to the place where you were supposed to be, and everything is perfect, and there is no death. Uh-oh, what happened to Jerry? And then we have this communication of all the edifices that have ever been to come into a place of the harmonic resolute position. Good God. Who in the fuck can keep up with that shit? Bunch of bullshit.
Hey, Michael, the Abrahams were before Ion publicly. So at the beginning, people thought that Ion, they heard early 2000, 2010, they told me Ion was the Abrahams on speed. So,
it's not speed, Bob, it's Adderall.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Right.
Well,
it's 2009, though. 2009. So then Ion corrected the law of attraction. I don't know if he ever said the law of attraction, but he didn't discount it. But then he discounted with the whatever that new one was, law of magnesium or something.
Of magnetism.
Yeah, something about causal magnetism. So I figured out, since J.W. had attended and was friend of the Abraham, that's all J.W. knew. That's what was in J.W.'s head. So Ion zapped. That's what he got to talk. He was just feeling his oats to learning how to talk. So he just used J.W.'s head, its contents. That's my theory of why it began. But then Ion got his bearings and said, wait a minute. Okay, enough of that. Now let's get down to do stuff. And then he turned everything upside down.
Yeah, you know, well, Abraham sounds like Ion extra light.
Well, yeah, because they can't get nowhere. Because you can't get anywhere.
Get nowhere.
You just have to have some platitudes. You have some platitudes that make you feel a little better before you decide it's best to go and kill yourself. Because that's how it ends up. I mean, because it's kind of, you can't figure it out. You can't know. You got a vortex you can't get to. You got to be
yes.
You always get what you think about, whether you like it or not.
Hey, you know what? Come you know on, what, Michael? One could make a case that once Ion sort of got detached from ripping off JW's contents in his head, he started looking at me, and he tapped into the megalomaniac
part.
Hey, Carol,
we're
Carol's
now,
pointing
we're
out
now,
to her, too.
We're now.
The power couple.
The
I became a power couple.
Yeah,
they started claiming everything was okay.
And we're desperately now trying to validate the validated position of Manipian satire.
Yeah, with an opinion on the side.
Mm. Okay, we like that. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So we're just mad. We're just mad because J.W. can't wear a dressing gown and lay prostrate across the bed like Sam Jane Roberts with a little cassette recorder that he's not swooned in the spirit in some fabulous padded lace night dressing gown.
Yeah, you know, Ion has a very plain, you know, he doesn't have a very stylish existence with J.W.
That's true. That's true. He's hot and everything, but he'll go naked easy, but that don't work for y'all. So it's like, well, what good is that?
No.
Do? So we don't know. But we do have some unsightly pictorials of Matthew David Hurtado. Gonna make you feel better.
So, Ion, a personalist question. Someone sent me a link from Buddha at the Gas Pump, a Buddha at the Gas Pump podcast, in which a woman...
Buddha. Say
Buddha.
Buddha. Not Buddha. 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 Buddha.
Buddha at the Gas Pump. Yeah.
Buddha
at the Gas Pump. This woman says that she was walking through a bookshop and my book jumped off the shelf at her. Is that a true story?
Okay.
Is that true?
Sure. Why not? Why not? Bob has it all the time. He has dead people hand him books. He still doesn't read them. It's almost time to read Gravity's Rainbow again, you slaggard. You better get yourself right with God.
I told you, Michael, that's Professor Harry Whittier read the Gravity's Rainbow every summer, not me, back in the 70s.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. Bob doesn't read. He doesn't read.
I scan. I wait for Mike to make the audio.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So now he's going to have a nice Kindle. The Luddite that doesn't engage with the tech body. Now he's going to be he'll make the Kindle read to him. That'll be great. He'll be fun.
I live with someone who just never not reads. Constantly reading. And no matter what. He's constantly reading.
Doesn't care what.
You know, while
Dan Bongino.
The meals that I don't get.
She reads Dan Bongino, for God's sake. I don't know. It's beyond.
Yeah, and then when she actually can't use her hands, I can't read holding her Kindle. She'll listen to Fox and all the different commentators on there. It's amazing. Carol never knew any about politics, had no interest in it. Now she kind of knows all the issues of concern.
She knows what bitchin' Biden's doing and how Kamala's fell short, how the polls are going to hell.
The cash
and
to
there
tell.
Is no recession. There is no recession. Let's give you a new definition of what a recession is. There is no recession. You can't have a recession. If we say, this is Putin's fault, but now gas has come down a few cents, so we're going to take credit for that. But it's Putin's fault. He did it. That's why I don't have nothing to do with gas prices.
until they go down, and then I'm going to take credit for it. It's going to be good. But the problem now, Carolyn has noted, that Pete Buttigieg is 3 points higher than Biden if he was to run for re-election today. Pete Buttigieg would beat Biden just now. If this particular rendition of Joseph Robin Biden survives the COVID. We don't know. That and the monkeypox.
So I wrote down for the notes, I put down, I undoes Carolyn's news consumption.
Yay! And then, hey, don't worry now. We'll do your Drudge report too. But it's even worse. Drudge report's even worse. Read them sidelines. They're not even bylines. They're sidelines. They don't even apply. It becomes a Jenny McCarthy version of reality. It's a little bit scary if you know what we mean.
I agree.
Ian,
okay,
how many?
That was fun.
How many hours have humans spent on TikTok cumulatively?
It's been a good two hours. They've done it many times, but they've done a good 2 hours. Because here's what's happened. Now, listen. Nobody gives a fuck about TikTok. TikTok, tick-tock, dick-dock, bok-bok, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. The reason is because idiot humans have the attention span of a fucking moth. Oh, there's a light. 30 seconds. They can't watch a live. It's too long. It's too much. They get all banned.
Is TikTok there for the end of it, Ian? I mean, it can't go shorter than TikTok now, really, can it?
Sure can. Oh, yeah, you can go 10 seconds because the attention span disorder, this deficit disorder, people can't hold a thought. Bob says they can't hold a thought, so they get to the bathroom. They think they got to go to the bathroom, and then they go in that way, and they forget what they're trying to go do. Meanwhile, they got to go pee. They don't even remember that they had to go pee, for Pete's sake.
So let's hope the same thing doesn't happen with the distraction.
We don't care. We don't care. You're either going to send or you're not. The power doesn't go away. That's the whole rub. See, everybody's acting like Bob's supposed to do something so that they can ascend. And that's where you fucked up. Bob doesn't have to do a thing, a goddamn nigger-loving Jew thing, in order for you to ascend. He don't got to do nothing. You got to talk to him. But there's nothing physically he has to do. His only job and responsibility is to get y'all bitch asses back home. Some call it heaven, we call it home. To get y'all back home. That's his job. He's the the riverboat captain, the steamship captain. He drives the boat. That's what he's doing. And so all this other stuff y'all trying to put on somebody else, you can forget about all that because it don't help nothing. You got to get yourself in position of embracing the power you already got. That's all.
Right.
Nice. That was good.
Is the groundwater in this area warming up, Ion?
Yes. Just to say yes. And then don't beat that to death because you're not going to like it after that.
I don't know if I want to pursue that, but I have noticed that there's sudden...
It used to be cool. It used to be cool and refreshing, and now it's warm and tasteless.
Tepid.
Tasteless.
Yeah.
How tedious... Tepid. Here we go. The fa sol la song. How tedious and tasteless the hours. That's the song you got to look up to answer that question. How tedious and tasteless the hours. You get that, Bob? Don't fuck this up now. You messing. You've been slack on them notes now. We've noticed them. You've been slacking off.
I didn't get it. What is it? What's he saying, Mike? Michael Dunn.
Say words. How tedious and tasteless the hours is a song.
Okay, so you want me to...
Note that. Yes, please. Because Bert done got it, so you don't really have to do nothing. Because Bert, thank God there's Bert. Bert got it, so you don't got to worry about it. If we say something 2 to 3 times, You don't got to worry about it. It's all good. You can just go take
Thank
you a
you,
little
Bob.
Nap, biggin.
Oh,
that
Michael's
was fun.
Back.
That was fun.
So,
how tedious
one,
it is the hours.
One more question, Ian. See if I can
all
get
right,
away with this
right.
one.
All right, we're going to try it. We're going to try it. Give it the old college try.
Okay. If Ian were to concoct a nutritional replacement for coffee, what would be the key ingredients to hit those right notes?
That's easy. A resin barley paste. Resin barley paste.
A resin barley
paste. And it would be like, it would be like a tea and a kombucha and a espresso, double espresso latte.
Ah, right.
With an oat, we put some oat, put some oatmeal, put some oatmeal. Not all that. Now, y'all think y'all doing something drinking this goddamn oatmeal. That shit is about 99% damn sugar. And that is, you will die. You will die. One spoonful of sugar, as Carolyn says, you will die. So don't do that. Don't do that. Get something that you gotta do something different, cause that, what you buying is healthy oatmeal is killing you, so don't do it. That's all we got to say. We were gonna write a letter, but we couldn't spell shit, and that's all we had to say.
Well, thank you, that's a lot, Ian.
Thank you, you're welcome. We're glad you showed up. Thanks for being so proficiently attentive. That's very pleasant.
You're welcome, Ian. I'm enjoying every moment.
Mm-hmm.
And those are
okay,
all
Michael.
I
got a couple of questions. Yeah, so I looked up Bert's note to me, July 16th. He said, Ian first mentioned the tech body on May 4th, 2019. Then they mentioned that you would meet the aliens in New Zealand in your May 21st, 2020 private session. That's a year later. But you, you're recording an hour and 20 minutes. That's all one show, right? That's not more than one show over connected
that's,
on that.
That is all one show. I actually had to go and re-get the audio from that because the audio that Ed uses keeps getting corrupted for some reason.
I know. I went and got it's because nobody's there. They're trying to take him out. That's, he may have to go back to informationfarm.blogspot.com because they're on him. They're on him like a bad. They're on him like the clap. On him like
they're
a
on
clap.
Ed.
So
then,
they are from the same show, Bob. They are from
right.
the same show.
So
that's 2019, and that's probably the first mention, therefore, of the meeting with the aliens. Because Ian said Ian wouldn't repeat it when you when you went back to the subject. Ian said we don't repeat gossip. You won't hear us repeating gossip.
Right.
But what
he
said, he was talking to Alyssa as the main female voice on it, and he said, Bob will Bob's meeting in the air. And Alyssa says, what's that? And he wouldn't answer that. Now, that's May 28th, 2019. I think Bert has the aliens sooner than, well, he has here May 21st, 2020, maybe. But that's right when the flap was happening in the news about people seeing UFOs. And then a month a year later, the Pentagon put out the report, June 25th, 2021. But way a year before, Ian was telling me in my private session, I guess, May 21st, 2020. But it started to get talked about publicly. Well, I guess it was when I played the private session. That's when people heard it. But the May 28th, 2019, that would be, a few weeks after Ian first mentioned the tech body on May 4th, according to Bert's dates. And so he went into a lot of details about it on that session. And he did the tiny note chart, and that was pretty neat.
Yes.
And, but I don't think we knew that he was talking about the aliens on May 28th when he said Bob will have a meeting in the air. There's no mention of the word aliens, is there?
There is a mention of the word aliens. I'm,
okay.
I'm sure I heard that word mentioned, and I'm sure I heard Ian say meeting with the aliens in that recording.
Didn't say New Zealand then, right? He just said a meeting in the air.
No New Zealand mentioned at that time.
Yeah. Okay, the other thing was your first topic was the the new currency? RNA drops currency, or do you have something just before that? A short
time. Well, right before that was barbecued yak. Barbecued yak, Bob.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's the first topic, Bob.
Damn.
That was the first topic. Okay. All right, so I think then we have Carol's news consumption, and then what was your last question? What was that about?
My last question was about a coffee replacement, and Ian gave us ingredients and the form that that would take.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll talk to you on the
Now, if you're going to do it in an enema, and you're going to do that in an enema, then add tequila.
No.
Add tequila if you're going to do it in an enema, coffee enema.
No,
and have a blunt. Mm-mm. I now do my enemas with a blunt.
A roll of
I don't know what a blunt is, but somebody gave one on the beach walk. Hey, Bob, you need a blunt. Oh, thank you.
Bob rolling. Pussy Kush. He rolling pussy Kush. Bubba Gump and some good rolling tobacco. That'll be good. That's great. He'll be smoking that pipe.
I felt good after
like
it, but I was coughing a lot. You know what I mean?
The guy told me to inhale mucus. You've had mucus.
No, it was something else. It was weird cough, dry throat. Carolyn came out and said, somebody's been smoking something up here. And she didn't know what it was either, but she was suspicious.
She said, Bob, you're smoking. And you're like,
we're the last couple from the 50s, Michael. We don't nothing after 59.
No more pussy kush for the bat, Bob. No more pussy kush for the bat.
Pussy, what's that?
No, we've been lacing this tobacco with magnesium. It's really taking over. It's doing good. Redagging your tobacco. It'll get you right with God.
Mm-hmm. Carol's always making flowers. That's all I know, or as an activity outdoors,
flowers.
Planting and doing weird shit with flowers. It's sort of interesting what she creates.
She's got 2,000 so she can send it to the dead people. She's got enough to take care of everybody that dies, sending them orchids. Great fun.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael. We'll talk to you
Bob.
In tailgate.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, that's fine. Right. You're welcome.
All right, so let's see. This is Johnson, 313. Did you want to talk? We talked to you a couple weeks ago. You consider calling in or something. If you called in to talk to Ion? Detroit. 313 is your number begins. Doesn't look like they want to say anything. Oh, I forgot to tell Angel to call in today. Maybe I'll email him.
It's a short show. It's a short shit show, so sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Get to work.
All right, let's see. Alyssa, do you have some questions, Alyssa?
Hey. Okay.
You have some questions? You got questions?
Hi. Yes, I have two questions.
Okay.
Hey, Ion. What does it mean for there to not be any more cosine? And is that still the status?
Everything is sine. Yeah, everything is sine. Cosine is the minus one. When you have negative pH, there is no such thing as a cosine. Tangents will be pulled off a sine wave. Well, we kind of said that before. But if you follow the teachings of the dodecahedron, you can't have a cosine anyway. Because otherwise you tip the abyss into the dump. Right?
Right. Wow, cool. Okay, that's awesome.
Good. That was good. Get that note, Bob. You're going to need that. There's a quiz, y'all. Better get these notes.
No more cosine angle, or what do you say?
No, just no more cosine. No more cosine. It's a wave.
Oh, wave.
It's spinning an auger in a pipe. Cosine is backwards, minus one, and sine is plus one. You're trying to pull tangents from the vicissitude. But, you know, Chad couldn't teach you triangulation, so I don't know how you're going to get something hard as trigonometry.
Yeah, no, it'd be tough. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to do anything, remember?
That's true. It's true. He's full-time. He's full-time in charge. That's all we can know for sure. Carolyn's a little upset about it.
I'm the original airhead.
She's hanging on. She's waiting for him to blow it. She's just hoping he's going to blow it. Then we can see yeah. him have his name. She said, I told you you was going to mess up. I told you. So she said, I know, but see, we're going to see. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We'll have to see how this goes. It's going to be fun. But she's watching. Don't think she's not watching. We adore her.
And Alyssa, the cats have been there for a week. And I asked Ian, what's up? And he said, we drove them away. No, they got driven away. I don't think Ian said who mm-hmm. or what did it or why, mm-hmm. but we'll have to pursue that. Mm-hmm. But you want to ask Alyssa, why are the cats not Bob Dean anymore?
I listened to Melting Titanium today, and Ian says that there's a woman in the UN that's going to get an email or a call whenever the aliens are ready to meet.
I remember that. They remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are we going to know that? Is she going to get in touch with me?
Yeah, she'll put it on Drudge Report. We're sure, Bob.
So she's gonna say she got a call, or just tell me she got a call and the aliens are ready. That's the point. They're gonna
or that it's done, that it's finito.
Okay, but that wasn't about me. That's too early. That wasn't about me. That was just about alien contact. A UN person would be notified.
Appropriately.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that was Melting Titanium 76 from September 26, 2010.
Right. 2010. There you go, Bob. See. You said we was full of shit. You said we was full of shit.
I still say it, for fuck's sake. You haven't improved nothing.
We don't have to. We're just trying to get you into your power. We don't got to prove that.
Yeah.
Nothing a Glock won't fix, Bob. It'd be all right.
A Glock,
Here's my second question. So on May 28th, 2019, we're talking about the tech body and the tiny note. So I say you can call me Faso La, and you're like, ooh, and you say, let me tell you that whole position of the vibrational frequency. There are some things that will affect the tech body. That's real, you say. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You say, okay, the Faso law, that frequency can never be touched. What does that mean?
Correct.
Never be touched.
The sharps will hold their own. Those frequencies can't be broken. You know, when you take a tuning fork and you pitch it, you know what that means. And you can grab it and stop that vibration or that tonality. Sharps, you can't do that to. It'll vibrate in your hand. Try that.
Wow.
They don't
stop. Okay. So the pentatonic.
They're different.
Yeah. Okay. If
I got an E-flat, if we got an E-flat for you.
I'll take a D-sharp. That's fine.
D-sharp, fine. That's cool. Tell me you love me in the key of G.
D-sharp. I said I'll take a D-sharp. That's
D.
Fine.
What about B-sharp?
Okay. Yeah.
Bob's a B flat.
Is he really? So when you say someone's tonal bass is either a sharp or a flat, what do you mean?
It can vary. It doesn't have to always be that.
Okay.
It doesn't always have to be that. But typically, it rarely changes because the flat is the coefficient of the tonal level or scale. Not pentatonic, just the regular scale. Because then you have whole chords that you have to embrace and they repeat. See, that's that history issue without time. That's why music has timing. The metronome. That's not timing. Because you can play that song over and over and over again. It's not a future forward movement. It's a way to set a cadence. That's not time. But that sets in four times, lets you know what's up. Like a 12-12 roof gives you the pitch.
Okay.
And the y'all. See how that's interesting? So now you're taking that same frequency and you're explaining or explaining away the nonsensical position of time, as opposed to the ramification of timing, especially when you amp it up in a coda.
Coda, like DC Alcine?
The end of the
like
zone. When you play the end of the game, when you finish, you go back and play the coda. See, that's not even included. That's not even included. That's the artismal position that you're kind of blasting it out.
Ooh, artismal. So I don't know what that means.
Bob doesn't either. We have to give him something to do through the week because he's just wasting away to nothing. All he has one thing to do and he just barely does that. So after that, it's just been a slow ride. Then they have a huge tsunami. People, weddings washed out, buildings flooded. Bob runs to the damn beach and jumps in the shit. That's the only thing our Bob does. He just runs.
Wait, are you saying, Ion, are you saying artisanal, like handmade?
No, we're not.
What is the word you said? It sounded like artismal.
It's
Can you spell it?
We don't. No. We don't spell.
You spell slowly.
No, we don't have time. This is a short show.
Right. Okay, we'll come back to that. Okay, so you can never, that frequency can never be touched. The whole thing will fall away, but that frequency, will always stay. It'll stay. So when you say the whole thing will fall away, what are you referring to there?
The valence. Mm-hmm.
Are you referring to the five bodies that have merged?
Nah, fuck the five bodies. Who gives a shit about five bodies? That's some bullshit. I mean, that's like, that's ridiculous. Don't worry about that five bodies. Don't worry about
that. Yeah, okay. Okay. You
know, it's like Dr. Oz. He don't have to run. He's going to win.
So you go on to say that the frequency, the it, because it permeates even those bodies. So the
some may say it's the id, but we're not Linda Carter, so we don't know.
Wait, say that again? Who's saying what's the id?
You said it's the it, and we said some say it's the id, id.
Oh.
But then we said that we're not Linda Carter.
Okay.